Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Not Just the Leftovers.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearances, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." We come today towards the end of our readings from Mark's Gospel. We stop on the threshold of the prophecies about the end of Jerusalem and the final coming of Jesus and the story of his passion and resurrection. We are called to focus on our response to those in need. Jesus draws the attention of his disciples and points out the generosity shown by a widow. Her dedication and generous giving in the midst of her poverty was a real sacrifice. She gave her all, just as we know Jesus will shortly give his all on the cross. This is a reminder to all of us about coming to serve, not to be served. This comparison between the wealthy scribes and their religiosity and the sincerity and generosity of the widow who gave all. Here is a lesson to be learned, and then and now. This anonymous woman is, in a way, a symbol of Jesus himself. He will empty himself, give away everything, including his life, out of love for his Father, our God, and for us. It seems no accident that we find this story here in Mark's Gospel as Jesus enters into his final days. The way of Jesus is not about show, but about sincere dedication and generosity in the service of God and of others. Isn't this the kind of dedication and selfless generosity we see in people who put their own lives at risk while attempting to rescue others from disaster? Aren't we being called to be such disciples who give all in our following of Jesus and in such generous service to others? Our particular circumstances will differ, but the needs and the call to respond will be similar. Let us pray for the grace and the courage to do so.